Officials from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, rushed to Montana this week to help victims of the flooding that's driven hundreds of people from their homes there. Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer is warning residents that with rain, more flooding is expected.
So we have stored soil moisture in the soil at record levels. We have stored moisture in the high country at record levels, and the rivers are already full. You don't need a $2 calculator to know we're going to have some flooding. And it's probably going to get worse before it gets better.
Montana is the latest in a string of natural disasters testing FEMA. Of course, the flooding along the Mississippi, the deadliest tornado season in the U.S. since 1950, over 500 dead, thousands homeless from Missouri to Minnesota and Alabama. FEMA now has new leadership since the infamous heck of a job Brownie comment made during Hurricane Katrina in 2005, when FEMA officials were roundly criticized for not realizing the scope of the disaster soon enough and providing those toxic trailers to victims of the hurricane. It made them sick. FEMA replaced the trailers, but some 6 years later, several hundred people in Louisiana are still living in temporary structures. And this week, trailers once again are controversial. Displaced residents of tornado-ravaged Cordova, Alabama, are furious at their mayor for banning FEMA trailers for temporary housing. The mayor says he's obeying an ordinance which makes the unsightly trailers illegal in his city. Meanwhile, Congress has recently approved an additional $1 billion to FEMA for flood and tornado relief. So our question is, how's the recovery going? Missouri Congressman Republican Billy Long, whose district includes Joplin, said on a scale of 1 to 10, FEMA gets a 12. Richie Serino is deputy administrator of FEMA. He's the second in command. He's been on the job a little over a year. He went to Washington from Boston, where he was a trained paramedic and then head of emergency services here. We spoke to him frequently. So, Richie, hello again.
Hey, it's good to talk to you again.
Well, good to talk to you. Have you ever seen anything like what you're seeing now?
The devastation is in Joplin, and then also, you know, over the past few weeks, I was in Georgia and then Mississippi and then Alabama for the tornadoes there, and then just spent the last, you know, last week a lot of time down in Joplin. Just complete devastation as far as you can see. 6 miles long and about one half to three quarters of a mile wide. It's just unbelievable devastation.
What do you think FEMA's doing right, and what would you like to see done better?
Well, I think one of the things that we do is we believe that we want to get there and take care of the survivors, and that FEMA is really just part of the team. It really is going to take a whole community to respond to these events, and we've seen that. We're going to be there to support the state, the governor, but also the local government. But it's also seeing the faith-based community come together, whether they help sheltering people, feed people, and working hand-in-hand with the non-governmental organizations such as the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, as they not only feed people but then, you know, help people rebuild their lives.
But how does the money work? I mean, how do you decide who gets FEMA money and what's the job of insurance and what's just, you know, terrible tough luck?
Well, I think a lot of it is to find out what options people have, and what we do is coordinate with all these different agencies, and then, you know, we try to give people the availability, what they can get, what they're able to get from the government. So we really make an urge for people to register, regardless if they have insurance, don't have insurance, so they can call in and go online, or they can, you know, go on their mobile phone to get in touch with us. Then somebody will work with them to see what their needs are.
I guess what I'm asking, when do you know when to write the check?
We can write a check for somebody who needs it right away, within days if necessary. We've done that in Mississippi, Alabama, and we're doing it now currently in Missouri. You know, just within the past week now, we've had over 5,500 people register for help, and we've been able to get millions of dollars, upwards of $6.5 million out to people, whether it's through getting some housing assistance, rentals, whether it's giving some people some other funding just to help them get back on their feet.
How do you do this in a place like Joplin or even Tuscaloosa? We've almost forgotten, you know, there have been so many hits. And your boss, Craig Fugate, the number one at FEMA, said on NPR this weekend that the biggest challenge is finding housing in places like Joplin or Tuscaloosa. 5,000 homes destroyed in Tuscaloosa on April 27th. And in Joplin, there's just nothing left. So Where are you going to put people? Are you going to bring in trailers, especially with FEMA's history with the trailers?
One other thing that we're going to do, and people were doing this right away last week, who, you know, the priority initially was the search and rescue, obviously, to try and find as many survivors and then to try and find the victims as well. We're also looking and surveying what's available for rental housing in the area to see what housing is available there, what homes are available that people could move into that are vacant. So we were doing that survey initially. But then at the same time, it was also getting a group of people together to look at a long-term housing group that we had, a housing task force made up of people from the city, made up of people from the state, as well as the federal government, and bringing in some of the, you know, private sector, bringing in some of the folks from the nonprofit groups in the faith-based community to see what's going to work best for that community. We're not going to come in and say, this is what you need. We're going to work with the community, see what's best for them, and then work with the individual to see what's best for them. Because one solution isn't going to fit all. And as the president said, that we're going to be there for the long haul. We're not going to be there, you know, for the first few days, few weeks. We're going to be there for months and years, actually, as this community rebuilt.
And Richie, one last question. As I mentioned, you were an EMS yourself, on an ambulance. You were in the middle of some of Boston's biggest stories, patching people up. And now, no offense, but, you know, you're a bureaucrat now. And when you walk through areas like this, is it hard for you not to think, can I help that person there? Has it been hard for you to switch hats?
Well, that's actually one of the reasons that I took this job, is because, you know, what I like the most, one of the things I said when I took this job, is I won't be, you know, riding a desk. I have to be out in the street. And I was out on Monday, last Monday, with one of the urban search and rescue teams in the pouring rain while it was hailing with the thunder and lightning. And unfortunately, two police officers a couple of blocks away got struck by lightning. But I think it's important to be out in the street or in the field when an incident happens, and during the response, but probably more importantly during the recovery as well. And, you know, over the last year and a half, I've had the opportunity to go from, you know, Alaska after a disaster, to American Samoa, to Tennessee for the floods, to back to Massachusetts and Rhode Island during their floods. And I think it's important to be on the ground to actually see that and to, you know, talk to folks while it's happening and during the recovery, but then also come back to Washington to actually help look at what policies we have and how we can, you know, make those policies more survivor-centric.
Actually, you were in Kansas City at a meeting of disaster responders when you all had to go into a safe room because a tornado touched down a few blocks away.
Right. Now, that was a new experience for me. It's something I hadn't had to do before.
Richie Cirino, Deputy Administrator, number 2 at FEMA. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Okay, good to talk to you again, Robin.